Hey, it's time for Where's Art? Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and she joins us this morning, once again brimming with art. Annie, hi, good morning.
Hello, Lisa. We are brimming, as always, overflowing, you might say. Tuesday, it kicks off the week with a live musical performance at the Tweed Museum of Art. Breanne Morrison, who is a jazz musician near Grand Portage, plays quite a bit up near Grand Marais, but makes his way down here occasionally. And this is a really, really special event because he's going to be playing live jazz in front of his father's artwork. His father was George Morrison, sort of one of our heroes in the art world in this neck of the woods. George Morrison was a modernist painter and sculptor, did amazing work. If you've been down to the MIA, you've seen his large-scale collage with driftwood from the North Shore. He had an amazing sense of the horizon in his work. And Breanne has taken all of this, you know, he's been spending the past few years going through his dad's work. We had an exhibit at the Art Institute where we had his dad's journals. So sort of through that exhibit, we digitized a lot of his work, and Breanne went through that and responded to it in jazz form. So it's this beautiful conversation between a father and son in artwork. It'll be at 6 p.m. at the Tweed. I believe that there'll be some original paintings up as well as a digital show sort of being performed behind Breanne of all of those digitized pieces. So it's a really special opportunity to see what a conversation looks like in both in music and in artwork. Then Thursday at the Art Institute, we are continuing a whole series of events that we have surrounding Sarah Brocky's Portrait of an Artist show. Flo Minamoris from Prove has been organizing these events for the Art Institute, and this is Thursday at 6 p.m., a cultural roundtable with a bunch of the artists in the exhibit. Jim Klug is going to be the moderator for the evening, and Jim is just fabulous. If you ever get a chance to hear him, you have to go hear him. So he's going to be moderating. It'll be Pat Hagen, who's at St. Scholastica, Wanda Piercy at UMD, Jim Richardson, who does the Aquaman, Erica Mock is a fiber artist, does these really interesting apparel pieces. Matt and Lori Kania will be there as well. So those are all the artists in the roundtable, and they're going to be talking about Twin Ports as a cultural destination. We've heard a lot about the Twin Ports as an arts destination, but these guys are going to talk about the cultural context that that can be both a tourist destination, but also, you know, how those kind of cross-cultural pieces fall into place, which is sort of interesting. I mean, we've got Breanne talking to his dad through music and art, then we've got these guys, you know, who are all sorts of in different mediums communicating through their art. So that'll be a fun continuation of that. So that's Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Art Institute. And then Friday, there's a couple of great events that you'll make sure to have to go to. Leah Yellowbird is going to be having new work up at ICO at Terpenier Hall. She has these really large-scale, I've talked about them before, but she has these large-scale pieces that are, they're paintings that sort of look like beadwork. It's all pointillist, and she's responding to Anishinaabe beadwork in her work. But she also, I love, she's a smart businesswoman as well, and she has some beautiful pieces. You know, large-scale paintings are a worthy investment, but some of us are not at that point where we can make the investment in a large-scale oil painting. So we might get a silk scarf that is printed in response to the painting, or earrings or necklaces. So I love that she sort of includes these pieces for audience members who want to take something away from the event as well. So that's 5:30 at Terpenier Hall, Magical Journey with Leah Yellowbird. And then you can walk down the road to Studio 15. Lydia Walker has just been doing amazing stuff in that space. And this show has 18 local artists. And again, it's both original artwork as well as mittens, scarves, prints, candles, jewelry, sort of arts-inspired paraphernalia and items. So that is worth walking down. You can have a 1-2 punch on Friday. And then Saturday, the Duluth Art Institute is hosting its Artistic Duluth Evening. It's an evening of music, of delicious food. New Scenic Cafe is catering, and there'll be a special art auction with both art pieces as well as some really special packages. So if you want more on that, you can look at DuluthArtInstitute.org.
Art everywhere.
Yes.
Annie, thanks a million. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.